When you think about the engine of a business, you usually picture the product development, right? Or the high-gloss marketing campaigns.
Yeah, the massive sales pitches, all the flashy stuff.
Exactly, the flashy stuff. Rarely do you ever think about like the paperwork attached to a cardboard box that's just sitting in the back of a delivery truck somewhere on a highway.
Right. It's not exactly the most glamorous part of the operation.
No, not at all. But today, we're taking a deep dive into something that most people treat as a total administrative afterthought.
Yeah.
But it's actually a critical, highly strategic safety net for your bottom line. We are talking about shipping insurance.
It really is. It's kind of the ultimate invisible shield in global logistics, and yet it is just so frequently misunderstood.
Oh, completely.
People tend to assume that, once a package leaves their hands, the financial and physical responsibility just magically transfers in full to whoever is driving the truck.
Right, which is just not the case.
Yeah.
And to guide us through this today, we were unpacking a really comprehensive set of logistics data and market analysis. Specifically, we're looking at a document titled Shipping Insurance Basics 1.0.docs.
Yeah, it's a great foundational source.
It really is. And our mission for this deep dive is to uncover why this often overlooked tool isn't just about, replacing a broken item. It is actually about unlocking international growth.
Protecting brand reputation, too.
Exactly. And securing your profit margins.
Okay.
And to show you, the listener, just how massive this supposed afterthought really is, I want you to consider this. The global cargo transportation insurance market is projected to be valued at a staggering $59 billion in 2025.
Wow.
Yeah, 59 billion.
I mean, that number alone tells an incredibly compelling story. A $59 billion market doesn't just it doesn't exist by accident. It exists because there is a massive structural gap in how goods are natively protected in transit. Today, we're going to look analytically at the structural why behind carrier limitations. The reasons that make this third-party market so absolutely vital.
Right, because whether you are scaling a massive B2B logistics operation, or maybe you're an independent creator sending out just a few high-value items a month, understanding how this $59 billion ecosystem operates is vital to protecting your own margins. You cannot afford to ignore it.
Precisely. And I think the best place to start is by diagnosing the problem itself. Because the starting point for most shippers is, well, it's a state of false security.
Okay, let's unpack this, because the data highlights a fundamental misconception that almost every shipper has when they first start
Yep,
out.
the assumption of coverage.
Yeah, they assume that if they use a reputable carrier, one of the big recognizable names in the industry, they are automatically and fully covered if something goes wrong.
But the reality is that carrier liability frequently falls incredibly short. It's natively limited, usually dictated by weight or by commodity type.
Yes, and that legal distinction between carrier liability and actual shipping insurance, that is the crux of why this entire industry exists.
Exactly. Carrier liability is not insurance. It is a limitation of liability that's explicitly designed to protect the carrier's business model.
So it's protecting them, not you.
Right. It essentially dictates the maximum legal amount the carrier is obligated to pay if they are definitively found at fault for loss or damage.
So, to put this in everyday terms, is carrier liability basically like a restaurant coat check?
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Like you go to a nice place, you hand over a $500 designer jacket.
Yeah.
But if you look closely, there's a little brass sign on the wall that says management is only liable for up to $50 if they lose your item. Is it that kind of situation?
What's fascinating here is that your analogy perfectly captures the dynamic.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the carrier is providing a baseline service moving your physical item from point A to point B. The liability limit, much like that coat check sign, is an inherent part of their pricing model.
Ah, see.
If carriers assumed full retail replacement value for every single item they transported, regardless of whether it was, say, a crate of rubber mallets or a crate of microchips,
Right, completely different values.
exactly. The baseline cost of shipping anything would be astronomical. To keep the global supply chain affordable, they have to cap their liability. Often it just comes down to a fixed dollar amount per pound.
A dollar amount per pound, which means if you are shipping, say, a lightweight but highly expensive piece of electronics or custom jewelry.
Then you are dangerously underprotected.
Wow.
Yeah, think about it. If your item weighs 2 pounds and the carrier's liability is capped at $10 a pound, you are getting a $20 check for a lost laptop.
Oh, that is brutal.
It is, and that is why the market data strongly points out that for high-value items, this native coverage falls completely short. It virtually necessitates a third-party insurance provider just to bridge that gap.
Wait, hold on. I get the financial logic behind the cap, sure. But we're in an era of unprecedented technology.
True.
We have GPS tracking down to the square meter. We have automated sorting facilities that run on complex algorithms, scanning barcodes at the speed of light. We've had centuries to perfect moving a box from one place to another.
Yeah, you'd think we'd have it flawless by now.
Exactly. So how are things still getting lost or destroyed so frequently that we need a $59 billion safety net just to cover the mistakes?
Because logistics, at its core, is the management of physical reality. And physical reality is entirely indifferent to our algorithms. It is full of uncontrollable variables and, you know, uncertainties. You can have the most advanced GPS in the world, but it doesn't prevent a massive pothole from shifting a poorly wrapped load.
Right. An algorithm can't fix a pothole.
No, it can't. It doesn't stop a severe weather event from delaying a cargo train for 3 days or human error at a transfer facility at 2 a.m. The carrier limits are built to absorb the mathematical inevitability of those variables happening, protecting the carrier.
So a third-party safety net is required to protect your business.
Exactly.
So since the carrier's limit is designed to protect their math, not ours, what does a real safety net actually look like in practice?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right. Because it's one thing to say insurance protects your margins when a forklift crushes your pallet. But the research makes a really compelling case that this financial padding actually acts as a psychological green light for business growth.
It absolutely does. When you look beyond the simple act of just replacing a damaged item, comprehensive insurance fundamentally alters how a company operates. Let's look at the physical journey of a shipment.
Okay.
Specifically in LTL, less than truckload shipping.
Oh, here's where it gets really interesting. With LTL, you aren't renting the entire trailer. Your pallet is riding shotgun with like three other companies' pallets.
Right. It's shared space.
So it gets picked up, taken to a local terminal, unloaded, warehouse, reloaded onto a different truck, heading to a regional hub, unloaded again.
Precisely. And every single time a forklift picks up that pallet or a box is moved from one conveyor belt to another, the mathematical risk profile goes up. The physical touch points multiply.
So more chances for things to go wrong.
Exactly. Insurance ensures that a localized incident like a forklift tine accidentally puncturing your pallet in a warehouse in Ohio doesn't turn into a permanent, catastrophic financial setback for your company.
And once you solve that physical risk, you start to solve the psychological barriers to expansion, right?
Yes, especially with new markets.
Because expanding domestically, or especially expanding cross-border into international markets, is a massive step for any business. But the fear of handling lost international shipments can actually cause business owners to freeze.
They do. They literally hold back their own expansion.
They artificially restrict their market size because they are terrified of the margin hit if a container gets lost at customs.
It is a very real, very paralyzing psychological barrier. When you cross a border, you are instantly adding customs agencies, different regional last mile carriers, and significantly longer transit times.
Right. The variables just explode.
They do.
Yeah.
And if you operate without a net, the anxiety of that financial risk will completely dictate your business strategy. Shipping insurance providers specialize in covering cross-border transit specifically so you can scale without that anxiety.
It transfers the risk.
Exactly. It transfers the risk of international commerce to an underwriter, freeing you up to actually pursue the reward.
It changes the entire calculus of growth. But what happens when the item actually arrives broken? We've solved the financial risk of expanding across borders, but how does this invisible financial safety net actually impact the customer who was opening that damaged box?
That is a crucial point.
Because whether you are shipping pallets B2B or offering white glove delivery on a high-ticket consumer item, the condition of those goods is a direct reflection of the brand. So what does this all mean for the customer experience? Is having insurance actually a customer service tool masquerading as a logistics tool?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it might be one of the most powerful customer service tools you have.
Really?
Yeah. Think about the mechanics of conflict resolution. When a customer, whether that is a consumer at home or a warehouse manager receiving a pallet, reports an item arrived damaged, what is the standard operating procedure if you don't have insurance?
Oh, it's an immediate defensive investigation. You ask them for, like, 50 photos from every possible angle. You try to figure out if it was their fault or if they dropped it while unpacking.
Exactly.
Then you spend 3 weeks arguing on the phone with a carrier trying to prove liability. It's a nightmare for everyone involved.
It is a total nightmare.
Yeah.
And the reason you do that is because every dollar of that replacement product plus the cost of shipping it a second time is coming directly out of your own profit margin.
Right. You're paying for it twice.
So you are financially incentivized to fight the claim or at least delay it until you can prove fault. But if you have comprehensive third-party insurance, that financial tension instantly evaporates.
You completely neutralize the argument over costs.
You do. You can instantly rectify the issue. You can apologize, ship a replacement that exact same day with expedited shipping, and handle the lengthy insurance claim on the back end.
Wow.
The customer never feels the friction of the investigation.
And by doing so, you turn a potentially disastrous customer experience into a profound display of reliability. You prove to them that when things go sideways, you have their back, no questions asked.
And that is how you secure long-term loyalty.
Which ultimately buys you the most underrated business metric of all, peace of mind.
Yes, absolutely.
Knowing you are financially insulated means you spend less time agonizing over uncontrollable variables like a winter storm grounding a cargo flight, and more time focusing your mental bandwidth on what you can actually control.
Right. So we know it's a vital tool for growth and customer retention.
But let's get practical for a second. Do you need to ensure every single package that leaves the loading dock? The data gives us a really clear framework for this, right?
Yeah, it's a kind of calculus of coverage based on evaluating specific needs and organizational risk tolerance.
Okay, so what are the criteria?
It is entirely about assessing risk dynamically. There are a few core criteria to weigh. The most obvious is item value. If the cost to replace the item out of pocket exceeds the loss your business is comfortably willing to absorb, well, insurance is essential.
Especially since high-value goods naturally blow right past those standard carrier liability limits we discussed earlier.
Exactly. Then you factor in destination risk. As we touched on with international shipping, assessing the specific route is vital. An overseas transit simply has more touch points, more handlers, more trucks, more depots.
Which mathematically increases the probability of an incident.
Yes. You also have to factor in product fragility. The physical nature of the good dictates the risk. Custom glassware or precision electronics carry an inherently different risk profile than, say, industrial steel bolts.
Right, that makes sense. But the most fascinating criterion in this entire calculus is how it relates to shipping volume.
Ah, yes.
And here is where my gut reaction was totally wrong. Intuitively, you would think massive enterprise companies, the ones shipping 10,000 units a day, are the ones who need third-party insurance the most, because they have the absolute highest physical exposure on the road.
That is the logical assumption.
But the data explicitly shows it's the small and medium-sized businesses, the SMBs, that get completely derailed by a few lost shipments. Why is the little guy taking the much harder hit here?
It comes down to margin sensitivity and the law of large numbers.
Okay, how so?
Let's take that massive enterprise shipping 10,000 widgets a day. They have the immense volume required to essentially self-insure. They have a team of actuaries who factor a tiny predictable percentage of expected loss right into their overarching financial model.
Ah, I see.
If they lose 10 shipments out of 10,000, it's a 0.1% loss. They just adjust their global pricing by a fraction of a cent to cover it. It is literally a rounding error on their quarterly balance sheet.
Right. It barely registers. It's just a cost of doing business at scale.
But for an independent business, the math is violently different. Let's say an indie jewelry maker or a boutique electronics manufacturer only ships 20 high-value items a month.
Okay.
Every single one of those shipments represents a massive critical percentage of their monthly revenue. If just two of those packages get lost or crushed in transit, that is 10% of their revenue gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They aren't just losing the cost of the goods. They are absorbing that hit directly into their operating capital. They can't just hike their prices 10% overnight to cover it. It might wipe out their ability to make payroll.
Oh, wow. So for the enterprise, a lost shipment is just a statistic. But for the SMB, a lost shipment is a potential catastrophe.
Precisely. Their risk tolerance is inherently lower because their margins don't have the padding of scale. That is why third-party shipping insurance is actually a great equalizer in logistics. It allows small and medium businesses to operate with the exact same financial invulnerability as the corporate giants.
So practically, how is the industry actually solving this for the average business owner? Because diagnosing the need is great. Evaluating your destination risk and fragility, that's great too. But let's be honest, nobody wants to add another tedious manual administrative task to their day.
Nobody has the time for that.
Right. Nobody wants to spend 2 hours every afternoon copying and pasting tracking numbers into a separate, clunky insurance portal.
Mm-hmm.
How do you integrate this safety net without it becoming a workflow nightmare?
That integration bottleneck has historically been the biggest hurdle. The standard implementation strategy involves evaluating your average shipment values, explicitly comparing the carrier-provided limits against dedicated third-party providers, and then, you know, somehow trying to tie it all together.
Which sounds exhausting.
It is. But the modern solution relies heavily on API integration through centralized shipping platforms.
And this is where the logistics space gets incredibly efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Because the documentation points to platforms like Freightcom as the current model for solving this exact integration headache.
Exactly. Instead of a business navigating individual carrier websites to compare shipping rates and then logging into a completely separate insurance portal to underwrite the risk, a platform like Freightcom uses APIs to aggregate everything instantly.
So it's all in one place.
Yeah. They partner directly with the major North American LTL and parcel carriers to pull real-time transit rates.
And the key mechanism here, the part that actually saves the time, is that they natively bundle the third-party insurance right into that exact same interface.
Mm.
It all happens in the same click.
Right.
The moment you enter the weight and dimensions of the box, the algorithm is simultaneously finding you the transit space and underwriting the risk in a fraction of a second. It turns what used to be a 20-minute manual data entry chore into an invisible background automation.
This raises an important question, though, about the business model behind it. From a business structure standpoint, these platforms often operate without upfront or monthly subscription fees for the user.
Wait, really?
No fees.
Because it's an API aggregation model, the platform facilitates the transaction seamlessly, eliminating the administrative friction for the shipper. It stops being an afterthought because it is simply baked into the standard operating procedure right from step one.
And once you have that integrated seamlessly, you get to the final and maybe most important step, communicating that protection to your clients. The data shows that transparency builds immense trust.
It frames the insurance not merely as a defensive financial measure for the business, but as a tangible value add for the end customer.
It is exactly like buying a car with top-tier safety features.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hide the airbags from the buyer, you brag about them.
Right, you put it right on the sticker.
Exactly. Prominently telling your clients right on the checkout page or the invoice that their shipments are fully insured by a third party is a powerful way of communicating, hey, we take your purchase seriously and your investment is completely safe with us.
It transforms a logistics necessity into a true point of brand differentiation.
So let's take a step back and look at the terrain we've covered today. We started by breaking down the false comfort of standard carrier liability limits, that restaurant coat check that leaves your high-value items dangerously underprotected.
A vital realization.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then we explored how a true third-party safety net fundamentally alters business strategy, acting as a psychological green light for international growth and protecting those highly sensitive SMB margins. And finally, we looked at the mechanics of how APIs and platforms like Freightcom turn complex insurance underwriting into a seamless, automated background process.
It represents a crucial shift in perspective. Moving from seeing logistics as a chaotic risk to be feared to seeing it as a controlled process that can be fully mathematically secured.
So as we wrap up, I want to ask you, the listener, to do a quick mental audit of your own current projects, your business, or even your side hustle. Are you walking around assuming your shipments are fully covered when they really aren't?
It's worth checking.
Look closely at your high-value items. Look at your physical touch points and LTL transfers. Are you letting the fear of a lost pallet hold back your cross-border expansion? Because as we've learned, the tools exist to completely remove that fear.
And I would leave you with one final thought to consider. We naturally view a lost or severely damaged shipment as a logistical failure. It is stressful, it is disruptive, and it requires effort to fix. But if brand reputation is truly built on long-term trust and demonstrated reliability in moments of crisis, well, it's a beautifully handled, frictionless, fully insured replacement process. Actually, the single greatest marketing opportunity you have to create a loyal customer for life.